All right. Happy Tuesday. Dan and Jake here, show 724. We've done 724 shows together. Isn't that impressive, Gordon? It's like 1/100th of what you've done.
I haven't been introduced yet.
With some users. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not on the air yet.
All right, he's not on the air yet. So we sent out the signal to try to
do the whole theater of the mind.
So he can see that signal.
Yeah.
And immediately spring into act, drop whatever he's doing.
Yep. 724 Pittsburgh.
That's Jake's trick.
What's Jake's trick?
He can identify many area codes.
Used to be a lot better at it.
What, you memorized area codes? Like, did you study an area code map?
No, it was just part of a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of job? Hitman?
Yes, it was Hitman. It was assassin.
Shipping.
Okay.
Shipping,
yes,
right?
Basically.
You had to,
yeah. Oh, really? You'd put people into relationships that weren't in a relationship?
Does anyone actually say that?
Shipping?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never heard that term?
I have not.
Really? Yeah.
Anyone else?
I've never heard of it.
Is that like
you've never heard of it either, Dan?
No.
Is that like a, what do they call them?
Like you watch
like a
show.
Hookup artist?
No, you watch a show, let's say, and there's two straight guys on it, but you ship them. That's part of your headcanon, is you ship those two characters.
Okay.
You ship them together,
yeah,
or you're shipping
you ship
them with
no,
ladies?
You ship them together. You want them to be in a, they're in a gay relationship in your head, for example, is one way of using the term shipping.
Have you ever shipped
they're
us?
They're your OTP.
Have
you're
you
one true
us?
Pair. What?
Have you ever shipped us?
Oh, I ship you guys all the time in my fanfic.
I know chipping is getting the vaccine, correct?
Yes.
I've been chipped a couple times.
That's
I need
right.
to get chipped
yeah.
again.
So do I.
I got chipped,
I'm
and
behind.
look what happened to me.
That's right.
That's why you got it.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
that's
there's
right.
so many people, too.
COVID Keith joins us here.
I announced that I'm COVID Keith.
See you next
and
Tuesday.
Everyone was waiting for that day to jump on me.
So I like looking at
you the vaccine.
The
vaccine work?
That work? Yeah, worry about
that work.
I like looking at the numbers. The day 724 shows we've done, 273 in the den, 451 out now, and I have written down here how many days left to complete the Cumulus mandatory training.
Oh no, I forgot.
Wait, what's the training?
I'll tell you what. Zero, bitches. Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's got a certificate.
Look at that.
the training was for ceasing to use language like bitches.
Yeah, 10 days, dude.
Yeah, we have 10 more days, and Dan McDowell has successfully completed the 2023 Common Threats.
What's Common Threats?
It's really, if you've done the fishing one of the past,
mm-hmm.
you'll pass this one without even watching it. Although I watched it. It was 17 minutes of watching stuff, but
now, if I know how to do CPR now, do I still have to do this?
Yeah, I think this has to do with your email.
Oh, okay.
This has nothing to do with CPR. And I don't know that you know how to do CPR just based on wearing a Damar Hamlin t-shirt and doing a bit. Anyway.
You no longer do the mouth-to-mouth, do you?
No.
Isn't CPR just the compressions now?
Mouth-to-mouth, they said, was like a last resort.
For like water-related stuff.
What?
You do ATM.
Okay.
What does that stand for?
Not MTM.
The last part, it sounds like it to be to mouth, but I don't know what the first part is.
That was a drop. Ham.
That AP.
Devilish ham.
Why would anyone desire that?
Like, what, I don't know. It's only more degradation.
Well, that's why you desire it.
Yeah.
We desire degradation.
I don't.
Like, she doesn't desire it, correct?
Some do.
All right.
Oh.
What?
Anyway, we should never have let the internet.
Said,
all
I think
right.
people are free to be degraded.
I promise.
You like degrading people.
I like to be degraded personally.
And you like if
I,
they
I hate getting
they
into your
exercise.
Sexuality. It always leaves me a little bit unsettled for the rest of the day.
If they exercise their freedom to be degraded.
That's right.
And don't have the government cracking down on.
It's a celebration of degradation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just please, Jesus, hurry up. Just come on back. Take your laser gun to all of us.
We need you.
Yes.
I did want to release the results of our, we did the final 64 bracket, final 40. How many presidents have there been?
Six? 46 presidents?
Actually, 45 presidents.
45 people.
Yeah, yeah,
I
and
heard
46
you guys yesterday discussing that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember which one was the one who's done it twice?
Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
And Trump's about to do it again.
True.
Is Grover Cleveland the one that married his friend's daughter that he met when she was a baby? I think so.
Kev Ban.
I think that's already on the list.
Yeah, it's definitely on the list. Yeah, he
Blake
was like
is looking it up.
He was like 23.
Is that why he took time off from his presidency?
To let her mature.
Finish the grooming.
Take her for a driver's test.
He met her when she was an infant.
28-year difference.
Yeah. And he ended up marrying her.
Grover Cleveland is on the list above Gwyneth Paltrow and below Greg Schiano.
What's Greg Schiano? I know Gwyneth Paltrow has a vagina candle.
Greg Schiano was just, you know, generally like a terrible person.
The coach, you know, that would blast the center when the other team was kneeling.
Yeah, with Rutgers and with the Bucks.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with Gwyneth Paltrow? That's worthy of a Kemp spin. Just the, you're leaving that?
I got
you're letting it,
it
stand?
Oh, Ham was, Ham is our... Oh,
okay, the adult, the adult in the room over
Ham
here.
Ham is dumping things now.
Jeez Louise.
I'm talking about ATM, but not the other side.
How long...
Oh, bro.
I don't
He's
even
on
know
fire
what you're
today.
I think you just can't say that word.
Yeah.
And it, so graphically.
But I do think that's worthy of being on the list.
Did you say it again?
No, it was a drop.
Oh.
It was Bob talking about a movie.
Starring Brad
that he had seen. Not about that little...
Okay.
But yeah, that's not a...
Home base.
That's not a Kemp spin worthy thing, is it? Just having a candle?
Not just having a candle.
Yeah, would you want a candle?
A lot of people sell candles.
No, I mean a candle. Like if you had a candle that smelled like your balls...
Okay, then I would be on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
The balls. Do you think Gordon can make a lot of money having a candle that smelled like his?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the stupidest claim you've ever made.
Probably more money than he makes now.
I'd like to invest in your new business.
My ball candle factory?
Yeah. We have to get one of those candles.
Those Gwyneth Paltrow ones?
Yeah. What does that smell like?
I think they were limited edition because she had to work them for quite a while before she got the transfer.
Work them?
Got the scent transfer.
Yeah, they produce just non-scented candles.
Yes. They start off as unscented candles.
Yeah, they give her like, you know, 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes away for a while and brings it back.
It's $75.
Oh, they're still for sale?
Yeah.
I thought they were limited editions.
What does this label say?
What does the label say? Oh, my gosh.
It says...
It smells like my vagina.
Why won't you say the word vagina? Why are you afraid of that?
That's Donnie that won't say the word vagina.
I'll say vagina. Okay.
Yeah.
But I hear
Donnie is the one who refuses to say the word.
I hear that morning show and...
Yeah.
You cover up all these cool words, like rape. You just won't say them. And you're a newsman delivering the word.
And you're giving
weight.
Could
you pull out your list of cool words again? I just have a question.
That was a drop.
Is that like top on your list of cool words?
No. I just thought I'd pull one of them out.
Okay. Well. What are some other cool words on your list?
So to speak.
$75, huh?
Just got to think of things that you won't say.
I already bought it.
Did you?
Yeah. I got 10% off.
All right.
What, repurchase?
Anyway, I have nothing really planned for See You Next Tuesday with Gordo today.
What's that?
Me neither.
Oh.
But I was thinking...
All right, well, I'll see you later.
I was wondering if you would give a review of the comedy show you went to together. You and... before you got the vid, or maybe you were getting the vid.
You know what?
While you're
There's
with
a good
Jake.
Chance that that's where I got the vid.
You and Jake in Phoenix had a little date night.
Don't you think it's kind of shocking, though, that nobody else got it? Does that just go to show you how close to death I am? That I am so susceptible to the vid?
Do you mask up on a plane?
I did going out, or yes, going out to Phoenix.
And then you thought, man, I'm invincible.
Well, the problem
I've
was...
I've been at media night.
No, no, it was like this. It was an old mask, and I felt congested after I wore the mask. So I was like, I don't know. I could have been doing woodworking while wearing that mask, and now I'm breathing in all those particles, and it's causing more problems than it's solving.
But there's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, both times Dan and I got COVID, our wives didn't get it. So, I mean, it's just completely random.
Maybe
and I'm
so.
Making out with her all the time.
Dude, totally.
His wife?
Yeah. And him with mine.
We swap it up.
Why not?
Have you ever swapped with a friend? Like in your wild days? Obviously not marriage, but yeah, girlfriend-wise?
Obviously not.
Yeah. Oh, no, never
that'd
married.
Be so weird.
I would never do that. That's just a pineapple. I just have that.
Like, did you have any friends who dated your wife or serious girlfriend before you did? So you knew that they had been there before you.
Ooh, that'd be cool if they did. No. My wife wore white on our wedding night, Gordon.
Borat.
Was it legit though?
Oh yeah. I made sure. We measured it.
What?
Never mind.
How
measured it?
Big.
I had a.
You mean like with a tape measure?
Yeah,
you went in there and like, oh, I'm getting stuck at 1 inch.
It was an arranged marriage.
Hold on, let me push on through.
I think you wanted a comedy show review.
Oh yeah,
I think that's where we were.
So you guys didn't see?
I'm enjoying tape measure vagina over here.
Did you go to Shane Gillis? See, now he's going to oversay vagina just to prove that you'll say vagina.
I'm just saying.
I just want to hear it on the morning show. I want to hear it from 5:30 to 10.
No. That's a vagina space. So yes, comedy show. We go to an arena, Mullet Arena. Jake and I.
Who'd you go see?
We wanted a date, just the two of us. Just the two of us to catch up and to reconnect.
Which we did.
We did.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
We had a good time. So we saw Shane Gillis opened up. Then it was a dude named Mark...
Norman.
Oh, I thought you went to the...
And then Bert
Kreischer.
Didn't you
go to a different comedy show?
Yeah.
Closed.
Thursday night, we went with everyone but you and Bob to go see
Hannibal Buress.
Mm. Wednesday night, we went to go see Shane.
Oh, okay.
Mark Norman and Bert Kreischer.
For your second viewing of Shane Gillis comedy in the same week.
Yeah, but it was unfortunate, though, because he, to me, was by far the most talented person there. And he did about a third of what he did at the Majestic. Like would you say 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah, it was pretty short.
A tight 20.
A tight 20, that's right. And Bert, God bless him, still does he's sort of boxed into his bit, which is he does his set shirtless.
Yeah, that threw me off the first time I watched him
on
Netflix.
So he came out and had, like a pitcher of beer?
And he's a big fat guy.
Big fat guy, and just guzzled the entire pitcher of beer, slams it on the ground, and then just does like an hour shirtless. And I feel
I don't see how he does that.
I feel like that was his crowd, too.
Yeah.
Like the Phoenix
Waste
Management
him.
Weekend. Yeah.
Waste Management Weekend.
He was fine, but he's not Shane.
Shane was my favorite of those three.
And Mark Norman has a weird bit, you know, like I think at first Gordon and I were kind of just looking at each other.
Yeah, I was
like,
out on him at first, and then he like slowly hypnotized me into, okay, the stilted delivery, he like almost has an old school Catskills Mountain delivery.
Exactly.
But yet he's doing extremely politically incorrect stuff with that delivery. Like towards the end, it was like he would won me over a little bit to say, okay, well, this works for him.
Completely agree. But it was fun. And we also pulled a very Dan McDowell move. We left early? We left with like 5 minutes left in Bert's set.
Just knowing.
Just could feel that it
not
was.
Not want to deal with the crowd.
Yeah. And we made
and
it.
And then
back.
I had to listen to Jake argue with a Palestinian over the phone.
No.
About the Uber?
The whole occupation thing. Yes, the Uber.
I'm not very familiar with your political humor. Who's occupying who?
We got out of there is the point.
Okay.
And it worked out well.
We left. We got in the car, but the guy was having a hard time finding us. And so Jake was on the phone with the guy.
Do you guys think...
Taunting him.
No.
About how...
I feel like got the your Uber, number, man. I feel like the Uber map is different than Apple Maps. Whatever they're
totally
using.
Agree.
Because I had that twice in Phoenix as well.
Yeah.
Where both times... Remember when we were trying to get to our flight? That guy drove all around the place. Like, it's right here.
Before
I'm looking at
Uber,
you.
I drove bus.
Then, yeah. You got to call him and give him a piece of your mind.
Before Uber...
I drove bus.
Before Uber, I drove bus.
And then they cancel on you. If they can't find you quick enough, they just...
That was like the most upset I've ever seen Dan. He canceled.
How do you can't? You can't just cancel. If we cancel, we get charged for it. I shook my fist.
I think that those people work very hard for their money, and they should be allowed to decline a gig if they want to.
When I got to Phoenix, we went old school. I went to the cab. And that guy looked so surprised we were walking up. Like, oh, really?
For me?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, man. We went to the cab stand, too. And I think it was George and I forget who gets in the first cab, but it was like an official yellow cab. The second cab in the line looked so iffy, so sus. Wasn't yellow, different color. Looked like the guy had just hastily done a paint job on it to make it look like a cab. And he picked us up. And I thought we were 30 minutes away from being four kidneys down.
It is kind of nice if you travel out of the country. The cab is still very popular outside of the United States.
They don't have Uber?
They do, but it's I would say 50-50. Although sometimes you run into situations there as well where, you know, they can take you to your hotel and then they're like, that's going to be $150.
Yeah.
You're like, I got in the wrong one.
Deceit.
Anyway, is that the comedy show review that you wanted?
I just hadn't really heard much. Jake just kind of said you guys had a little date. And
when was the last time you went to a comedy show?
He went to Shane.
The Saturday before we went to Phoenix, yeah.
You guys didn't invite me to that one?
Did not,
I thought we were all comedy show buddies.
Remember that, Jake?
Going forward, we will do that.
I went to a different show than Jake, though. He went to the later one.
At the Majestic.
I'm an early morning guy now, Gordon. Woke up today at 5:45.
So wait, Shane Gillis did two shows at the Majestic?
I want to say five.
Well, that particular night he did two.
Yeah, two, but I think it was 2, 2, and 1. Like, I think
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and it was sold out. At least the one I went to.
Have you done stand-up comedy?
I have not.
Have we talked about this ever?
But we have talked about it.
I am interested in it.
I've done stand-up comedy off and on for 21 years.
Hold on, Damaris.
I'm interested in it. I think it would be incredibly hard.
Are you afraid?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because talk about naked, you got nothing. There's no... Hey, let's play some funny songs instead.
Or a drop.
Yeah, there's nothing to save you.
You know, and we joke about Damaris, but when I think we did it for GBL, right? We lost the bet. I had to do 5 minutes. Mino did 5 minutes, and TC did 5 minutes. And even just sitting down with Damaris for like an hour, there is something to just like crafting it. So like I had 4 or 5 ideas, all of which probably sucked, but just Damaris kind of talking me through, all right, well, here's how you want to lead into this. Here's how you can go from this to this. It's an art.
So just that is difficult.
Very.
Crafting it.
Yeah.
And then I think...
Performing it.
You're talking about, yeah, just performing it. You are naked.
And yeah, there's that thing of if you don't get the audience up front, they're just not with you. The mood of the room shifts, but you still have to stay up there and execute your material. And like I've said before on the air, this even happens to like the greatest stand-ups that we have going. Some nights they still go out there and will bomb just because of the weird,
wrong, everything isn't aligned,
weird
right.
Energy of the room thing that no one has been able to scientize yet.
Yeah, I always think doing the same bit, it's very hard to deliver the line again.
Mm-hmm.
This in the same inflection in the same way, and it's I guess it's kind of acting. Maybe that's why stand-ups do go into sitcoms and whatnot and actually can assimilate to that pretty easily.
Especially, you've done it how many times?
A handful when I was in college. But it was very difficult. Very difficult. I wasn't good.
Did you at least... You know, what happens to a lot of people is... I can't remember who I was talking to about this recently. Maybe it was Akash or somebody. I can't remember, but they were talking about how they went out and, like, the first show, they killed. It was great. And they're like, there's no problem with the whole stand-up deal. What are people talking about? Material work. And then they went out the second time, same material, and it completely bombed.
Yeah, so it's not just about a well-written,
right,
well-put-together set.
Even well-delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a scary thing.
It's alchemy.
Let's do it.
What? Just
let's commit.
Quit and
no.
Just go. Oh,
let's
go
give
on
ourselves
tour?
A couple months.
Okay,
let's all
so
go do it together.
What do you think about this setup? The Ticket rents out the Improv or something like that. Rent it out for a night.
All Ticket guys.
And it'll be
doing
all Ticket guys side? Doing stand up.
I love it.
We could pack the place
so
for
when
sure.
I was in
it'd be
college,
a friendly audience.
What got me into it was
yeah, real friendly.
The class I took was called comedy writing.
Okay.
And then for the final exam, you had to have 5 minutes of something for the show. It was a well known thing. Every semester was there. You know, the comedy class final exam. You would go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And but you could write a skit for others to perform. You could write whatever. You could do an improv thing. You just, it was comedy writing. I guess you couldn't do an improv thing. That's not writing it.
Right.
But I just remember a couple guys had a skit for someone else to do. Some people wrote for another comedian to perform for them. But you just had to write it all. And then most people just performed their own 5 minutes. But would it be like that? Your little...
Yeah.
Your idea here? The,
yes,
the
we'd
Ticket
all,
Comedy Fest?
We'd all get, let's say, 8 minutes.
I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And Jubb will be our headliner.
End with Jubb?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, I'll vote for that.
Because he'd be drunk and he'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
We'd certainly sell the place out.
Yeah. And do it for like a donate to At Last or something like that. And
I was going to say, only if we don't give it to a charity.
That's the only condition in which you'll work?
Yes.
You'd rather take that money and throw it down a storm drain than give it to charity.
In fact, we should burn it on stage at the show, kind of to end the show.
All right, we got to go.
Oh, okay, we do got to go. Thanks, Gordon.
Hey, thank you guys. Glad to be COVID-free in 2023.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
All right, that's Gordon. See you next Tuesday.
All right, later.
Later.